Cape Talk from the continent.
From the continent with Africa.com's editor, Uso Kusibiya. So cool, a very good morning to you. How are you doing?
Good morning, Abongile, and to your listeners.
Soku, just before we talk about the African continent, I'm so excited because we're going to be listening to an announcement later on whether we're going to be hosting the AFCON for 2019. And I'm saying Bafana Bafana didn't qualify. But if we host, they qualify automatically. So people are questioning whether, am I that desperate or are we that desperate? I'm saying yes. Yes.
Yes, you are.
Yes, I'm that desperate. I just want to see Bafana Bafana play. Even if they lose, it's fine. I just want to see them play in the AFCON. Maybe we'll give them some game time. But okay, let's get down to business, Soku. Tech and travel in Africa. These two things in the past couple of years, we never used to speak about them, but apparently these are booming in the African continent.
Exactly. You know, there's been a new turn in terms of how we view Africa. As you say, you know, travel has always been a safari. We want to see the big five, want to see the wilderness, the bush, when people think of traveling in Africa. But things have changed. You know, we want to now see different things. Senegal opened one of the first museums about black art, culture, lifestyle, and movements last year in December. So now people are obviously going to be coming to the continent to see that. The same way we traveled to France to go look at artwork, people will now be coming to Senegal to actually reconnect and just look at the history of black people, of African people, specifically in terms of the slave trade, what happened. Because I think many people only think of Africa in terms of the slave trade, but we never think of what happened before that. And this is what these museums aim to do. So in Senegal, they've opened up this museum that will showcase life before slave trade. Ghana's also putting up tours that look at life before slave trade. And basically, this is just to reignite, you know, this whole passion about what we did before colonialism. I think many people think of Africa in terms of post-colonialism and what the effects of colonialism have had, but we don't know where we come from, how great we were in terms of mathematics, innovation, and tech as well, pre-colonialism. And I think the reason why we also talk about tech now is that we are finding more and more Africans are part of groups that are at the forefront of innovation. So if you think about the 21-year-old Ghanaian student who's been doing algorithms for Snapchat as well as Instagram, you know, we don't hear about those things a lot. We only think it's something happening elsewhere. We don't know the faces behind it. He moved to the United States when he was 3 because his parents were going to work there. But he now wants to come back to Ghana and give back. So this year he's dedicated to coming back to Ghana to actually show young Africans how they can use social media and social platforms to basically start generating wealth or start creating solutions, as we're always thinking about African solutions for African problems. And he's coming back to, you know, to plug into that. Yesterday we were talking about how the diaspora is coming back to basically share information, gain knowledge as well in terms of their own roots. And this will also even spark travel, because the more and more people start moving or migrating between the places of where they are staying now in terms of the diaspora and coming back to Africa, it will also build travel spots. So things like Airbnb, the ride-sharing apps that we use, you know, how we display our cities will also be a part of the travel narrative that we're now trying to make as Africans, that we're not just about the bush and animals. We've got more to offer the world.
And so maybe I am, you know, overshooting it here a bit, but it's been listening to you over the last year. And also now you also talk to the fact that this is someone that was out of the country, but decided to, you know, learning and getting a skill and then coming back into the country and plowing back into the, you know, community.
Yes, you know, that is the trend. For example, he's 21, so he didn't leave because he was going for economic opportunities. He just found himself. That's what you know, that's what happened because his parents were living in the United States. But more and more, as we say, you know, people want to find their roots. We're all looking for who we are. And, you know, there's always a disconnect when you're outside of a place where you're supposed to be. And I think this is what's happening. So people want to come back, plow in, start opening up, you know, the channels in terms of, you know, where does this come from? It didn't only come from the fact that I'm from the United States, but it means that even, you know, internally you grew up with this intellect. So how many more other kids who don't have the opportunity or the access to the facilities would also benefit from this? And I think this is what's driving him as a 21-year-old.
Well, so good. Thank you so much for joining us on the show. We chat again tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. That is Soku Sibiya, editor at Africa.com. For more of their stories, do visit www.africa.com.